Raise Them Up. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about the Wounded Warrior Project next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
The learning experiences of high school sports transcend what happens between the lines. Lifetime lessons learned shine brighter than any trophies or medals ever won. Building community, building a sense of giving back. Those are things that school athletic programs do to turn kids into winners in ways that non-school athletic programs can never do. And especially on the heels of our nation remembering the tragedy of September 11th, 2001 last weekend, it's appropriate that we're spending time today to recognize the efforts of schools and kids that are giving back to those who have paid a heavy price to allow us to enjoy the privilege of the games we play. I'm of another generation. The wars of my parents and my peers were different from each other, just as the battles of the past decade are different from anything ever seen in the World Wars, Korea, or Vietnam. But from each era are warriors which have returned home challenged, with needs not always met by the systems in place. The Wounded Warrior Project was launched in 2003 to help the injured servicemen and women of this generation. It works to raise awareness and enlist the public's aid for the needs of severely injured servicemen and women, to help severely injured service members aid and assist each other, and to provide unique direct programs and services to meet their needs. Some of our student athletes in Michigan have seen the Wounded Warrior Project as a worthy cause they could support, and one school in particular, Jennison High School, has adopted the mantra of Raise Them Up for another year to teach their community about service to others and supporting the Wounded Warrior Project. Some of those activities will be chronicled this weekend by the MHSAA Network when its game night crew heads to West Michigan to cover Jennison's football game with Holland West Ottawa. You can watch game night every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Comcast Channel 900, and the game will also be available online for public viewing beginning Thursday on MHSAA.tv. The game will be available online live Friday night for our troops overseas. There will also be a halftime feature about the Wounded Warrior Project and Jennison's efforts to support it. Veterans of all eras will be honored before the game, and a week-long series of activities will culminate at halftime with a presentation of a donation to the Wounded Warrior Project. Last year's community service and donation, for which Jennison's football program and Coach Irv Sigler were honored by the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association, was $9,000, and it's hoped that this year's check will exceed that. Jennison is not the only place where Wounded Warrior Project activities are taking place this weekend. In the Flint Metro Conference, Holly and Fenton are playing in camouflage jerseys, which have already been sold, to help support the project. The jerseys sport on their backs the name of a wounded warrior each student is playing for this weekend. And a couple of weeks ago at Holt, over $1,000 were raised when the Holt Rams faced the Rockford Rams on the gridiron. Other Michigan schools planning on supporting the Wounded Warrior Project this season are Allendale, Clarkston, Pine River, Brooklyn Columbia Central, Traverse City West, Bellevue, Midland Dow, Chippewa Valley, Sand Creek, Middleville Thornapple Kellogg, Grand Haven, Zeeland East, and Zeeland West. This is just another wonderful example of what school sports programs do to build strong kids and strong communities. For more information about the Wounded Warrior Project, click on woundedwarriorproject.org. And we urge you to support the efforts of our kids, whether it is for wounded warriors, breast cancer, or any other worthy cause. The values they learn from these experiences make school sports programs valuable. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.